Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The great John Sterling. John, congratulations. How are you?
Well, fellas, thank you. You brought me to tears.
You're bringing a lot of people to tears, man. We love you. You're a legend, man.
Well, anyway, thank you. You know, I guess if I was smarter, and I'm not, if I was smarter, I would have done this, you know, March 1st or March 31st. During the winter, the Yankees, as you know, didn't make the playoffs. And so we were free on, you know, October 3rd. And October, November, December, January, February, March. I lived my life as happy as I've lived it, including listening to you guys all the time and watching all the games. You know, I'm the greatest sports fan in history. And I got TVs all over the joint. And I should have stopped then. Anyway, I just don't want to do any more work. You know, I've worked for 64 years, and in July I'll be 86. So, you know, let's face it, my time has come.
Hmm. Was it a hard decision for you when you ultimately made it? I know you haven't called the last couple of games, and Justin Shackle and Emmanuel Babari have been filling in with Susan. Was it hard for you to make this decision, John?
No, not really. In fact, it wasn't hard at all. Hmm. It's something I've wanted for a long time. I want to run my life. I live in Edgewater, in a terrific place that I love dearly. It's a big place. And I know the life I want to lead. I just lived it from October till the end of March. And anyway, no, it was not a hard decision, and I can't wait for it to finally happen. As I've told my family, I've got four kids who are grown, and my friends, I've said, well, now we can have dinner anytime. so that's how I feel. And one more thing, I don't have to tell you what a terrific guy Chris Olivero is. After all these years,
he's all right.
Yeah, I have a boss that's so intelligent and well-meaning, and I guess I could just do the home games. But you know what's true, fellas? Mm. I don't want to get up in the afternoon and have to go somewhere. In fact, I'd much rather listen to you guys and then listen to the game and watch. You know, I can watch 800 games here. So, in fact, that's my plan. I'm going to watch and listen to 162 Yankee games, Mets games, all the games on Turner and ESPN, all the games on MLB. So.
In listening to you over the years, I learned that Susan taught you how to do that, Dad. She would teach you how to get the MLB package and see all these games. And now you could put it to good use and watch everything all day long, John.
Well, I don't want to destroy the story. Susan can't teach me anything because I don't have the equipment. I have regular TVs. But believe me, I'm very good at DVR. And, I'm master of DVR. Anyway, I will be very happy in my retirement.
Well, I'm glad, you know, you said earlier you could have done this on March 1st. I'm glad you didn't selfishly, and I'll tell you why Yankee fans are glad, because who knows where this season's going? They could win it all. The Yankees look pretty good. And the fact that you were a part of this season, calling a Juan Soto home run And just especially that first series in Houston, in Arizona, your voice, we were talking about this on the air, your Yankees win call after the finale against the Diamondbacks felt playoff-like. It felt big. So I'm glad, and I know Yankee fans are glad, that your voice was a part of what could very well be a very special season for the New York Yankees.
Well, I happen to agree with you. I think this really could be a special season. You know, the change in Anthony Volpe is just unbelievable. And we were so worried going in about the pitching of Rodon and Cortez and Schmitty, and they're all pitching well. Now, it's a long, long season, but we're going to get Garrett Cole back, and we'll see.
So you will be at Yankee Stadium on Saturday. Everybody going to Yankee Stadium will get a chance to give you what you deserve, which is a standing ovation and a farewell. And you deserve that. And I'm glad you're going to have that on Saturday. And anytime you want to talk Yankee baseball, you know, you call us. We'll pop you on anytime you want, man.
Well, I'd love that. Now, you guys should know, excuse me for a moment. You guys should know, you know, the talk show you're doing?
Yep.
I understand what you're doing perfectly. I landed the talk show at MCA. First of all, you guys weren't born in April of 72. And I had a talk show in Baltimore, but that was World War III. That was general. But the sports talk show is such a great believer in that part of the medium. Anyway, you guys do a great job. Please keep it up. And anytime you want me, just give a call.
Well, Congratulations, man. You had a tremendous career, a great career. I was saying this on the air earlier, from my age demographic, you are the voice of the year, the only voice of the Yankees, and you will be sorely missed. But congratulations, man. You deserve that time with your family, and we're all going to miss you, John.
Well, thank you so much, and be well and do well, okay?
Most certainly. Congratulations, John.
The great, the legendary John Sterling.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
As we have a couple of minutes, it would be remiss if I did not start talking about this. Today, I know everybody has heard that John Sterling is going to retire after all these years in the booth. And as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be very tough. It's a very tough day for me personally. Things won't ever be the same, but there is baseball, and baseball is what continues. I do want the fans to know, and I know they are going to have a ceremony for him on the field and a press conference on Saturday, and he will come up to the booth and we will reminisce about some of the more interesting things that have happened between us. We've been friends now for 37 years or 38 years. I met him in 87. I want everyone to know that this is the only job that John Sterling ever wanted in his whole life. And the fans, I hope everybody appreciates the love and dedication and how much he gave to this. He gave his life to this team. He adores this team. It is the only thing he has ever wanted to do since he was a little boy and used to go to the ballpark with his buddies way back. And Saturday, I know they're going to have a ceremony on the field, and I hope everybody lets everybody know how they feel about him, because this is two generations of people now who know nothing except John Sterling as the voice of the Yankees. He is the voice of summer. He is the voice of baseball in this town, and he took it really, really seriously. He never cheated anybody on his voice or his feelings or his emotion in all those years. 39 years now, or 38 years. I met him in 87 when I was doing updates, and he was in a WFAN doing a talk show, and he stood up and he did a talk show for 4 hours standing up, and I said, what an interesting person this must be. And he lives, sleeps, and breathes baseball, and particularly New York Yankees. And all I know is that we've been really lucky to have him in this town, and all the things he is, the greatest compliment that I can make about anybody is that he is an original. That to me is the greatest compliment of all, because there will never be another. because that's who he is. You can't fake it. You can't bottle it and give it to somebody else. You can't copy him because it's not real if it comes out of anybody else. And so I hope Saturday when everybody shows their love, and I hope they do, and I hope John feels it, because trust me, this is the only thing he has ever wanted to do in his entire life, and he got to live his dream, and most of us just don't.